You're listening to Vanessa and Gallant on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Vanessa Richardson and Paul Gallant.
And we have a decision per Adam Schefter, Ian Rappaport, and others. The NFL and NFLPA have agreed on discipline for Deshaun Watson. It's an 11-game suspension, a $5 million fine. Neither side is expected to appeal. Locally, that means he will be here week 13 as the Browns visit the Texans. Guys, what's your reaction to the 11-game suspension?
First off, I'm going to give credit because Adam Schefter and Ian Rappaport have been just so detestful through this entire process. I'm going to give credit to the guy who actually broke this 30 minutes ago. His name is Joseph Pisteris. He's a rando on Twitter.
He was first?
Yes.
Did either of them credit him?
No.
Yikes.
Pro Football Talk did.
That's good.
See, Mike Florio has a conscience. Those two, no comment on the matter. This is crazy because we were under the impression, at least based off a report by Charles Robinson, that the NFL did not want
right.
a Watson in Houston return. They did not want that. And I can understand why. The broadcast would probably have a tough time handling it. There'd be a lot of conversation about it leading up. But maybe that's why they did it. Maybe they think to themselves, you know what, Watson out this long, the Browns aren't going to be good. The Texans aren't going to be good. We just injected some juice into a week 13 game. So the NFL's
flex it to primetime, baby. I mean, listen, I'm not, this was an unfortunate situation, but that's going to be a game with so many storylines. I'm kind of surprised because you had the best reporters in the game, Chris Mortensen, Judy Batista, and the likes, saying that the NFL was really going to make an example out of this Deshaun Watson situation because of how they've quite frankly mishandled other issues involving women in the past. Regardless of how you feel, you think Deshaun did it, you know, did do it, didn't, whatever. The punishment seemed like it was going to be very harsh because of what we were hearing. And then at the owners' meetings, if y'all remember, you know, Roger Goodell used the term predator and egregious, and a lot of the same language Sue Robinson used.
The NFL, in the first negotiations, too, came with an offer of a 12-game suspension and a $5 million fine. That was the lowest that they said that they were willing to go here. Sue Robinson comes out and puts the 6-game suspension, and Goodell appeals, and you think to yourself, okay, it's definitely going to be a full season. I'm shocked that they did not go a full season. I think when it comes to the reaction to the ruling, it's very unlikely that anyone was going to be happy outside of Browns fans with the result. Because for Browns fans, okay, he's actually going to play this year.
Right.
For us, it's Jesus. Of course, they're not going to go that hard on a guy who was alleged to have, at the very least, harassed 24 different masseuses. But those people have settled.
David Bulaguetta does it again. And, you know, the other thing that I heard a lot of national media talking about is the fact that the NFL didn't really want to go to court. So if they would have suspended him a year, there was an understanding that David Mulugeta and Deshaun Watson and Rusty Hardin, quite frankly, you know, super lawyer here in Houston, may take this to the court. It may turn into a big thing, and a big thing that lasts a long time. And what Adam Schefter and all those reporters of the world said was that the NFL didn't want that. They wanted to find a resolution. And it appears to be that it is 11 games. Now, with the Browns' bye, that means that the first week that he plays will be against the Texans. So his debut will be against the Texans. That's what Adam Schefter just tweeted out. I didn't put two and two together that it would actually be his debut.
Yep.
But that is the NFL, apparently, the reality show that is the league. What do you guys think of the suspension? You can certainly tweet us and let us know. The $5 million certainly isn't a lot when you look at his big contract. But Sue Robinson had initially not suggested any monetary fine at all.
713-780-3776 is how you call in. It's also how you text into the show. You can tweet us too. At Gallant says, at Sports Vanessa, if you have thoughts on this, you are more than welcome to share them. Yeah, this is a suspension that everyone's going to be mad about. It is a suspension that maybe we shouldn't be mad about just because of all the settlements that have taken place. That's not me saying I'm dismissing, you know, what Watson is alleged to have done and very likely did. But as you said, and I said, this is pretty crazy that they are essentially saying, yeah, Watson's going to return from suspension against the team that he quit on and forced his way out of town and in the city that he did all of these things.
Was this part of the negotiation, you think, by David Mulugeta?
I don't know.
Because 11 games is a very random number. So do you guys think it was part of the negotiation for David Mulugeta and Rusty Harden and all of them to say, no, my client wants to play in NRG Stadium
maybe
against the Texans?
It seems unlikely.
Because why wouldn't you go 12? Even number, it's based on four cases.
And if you're Watson, why would you want to return and deal with the mess that you'll have to deal with that week? I mean, there will be a Houston Texans reporter in Cleveland for every single day leading up to the game that is here in Houston. Like, this will be a circus.
Part of the settlement is also Watson undergoing a treatment program.
Oh, wow.
And counseling. This is something that I thought would have to happen.
Pretty crazy it hasn't already happened.
Right.
You would think that somebody that's trying to get back into the good graces of others would have done it already.
But
just
that mandated therapy is, I mean...
What's he going to have to do? Like be like with a probation officer?
I don't know.
Just give a phone call?
I don't know
like,
how they'll police it.
I went to therapy.
Right. I don't know how they'll police it. But that's the Deshaun Watson ruling. Obviously, we expect more details about the why to come out. And that's what I'm really interested in. Okay, now we know the what. We know it's 11 games, $5 million. I want to know the why. I want to know why the NFL and Watson's side thought that this was fair. I want to know why the NFL backed down from the 1 year. I mean, at one point, guys, we heard that they wanted an indefinite suspension.
Yep.
So I want to know why they backed down. My guess, going off of what the Adam Schefters of the world have said, is that it's because they didn't want to go to court. But this was the chance that they were going to take like a moral stand. I'm surprised.
Yeah, and I feel like a lot of people are going to be pissed off about it, too. And guess what? We do have one caller, at least.
What's 713. Up, Noah?
780-3776. It's Noah.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
This is Noah Velasco. I'm out here in Magnolia. great show, guys. Thanks for having me. I just wanted to say, you know, I think Deshaun Watson really got out lucky with this. I think that there are other potential players in the league that are facing, you know, more strenuous consequences because of actions that are less detrimental to the league. I think that the league needs to take these heinous accusations against women more seriously if they want to be, you know, respected in that aspect. So, yeah, I think it's a great topic. Really spicing it up this morning. So thanks for having me this Thursday, guys.
Yeah, Noah, thanks,
thank
Noah.
You for listening. We appreciate you you hanging out with us and tuning
so
in.
He's so lucky. And, I mean, look, the NFL went from, hey, the lowest we will go is 12-game suspension to less than that after Roger Goodell, as you said, called the actions of Deshaun Watson predatory and egregious. How did they pull this off? And I think that you're onto something with David Mulugeta doing something. And honestly, I don't think very much of David Mulugeta. I bet that maybe some of the bag that he got from that contract with Deshaun Watson could have been theoretically used to, I don't know, like maybe make things a little bit easier. Like that I'm trying to think about how this happened. I'm sorry that's the first thing that comes to my mind is bribery. But I mean, how did they pull this off?
It's so interesting too that they made it 11, and so it is his debut after all of this. Even never mind the 24 sexual assault allegations. Even just the idea that you want your first game back to be, oh yeah, in a city that hates me, and
yeah,
that will definitely be Houston Texans fans Super Bowl. For most, I mean, if there's one,
it really is.
I mean, if we're doing the segment of if there's one game you got to win this year, which one do you want it to be? It's the Browns game. All right, that's done. And then not only the fans, but like for the players, it's like, oh, that guy who quit on us,
totally.
It's the easiest. Like, let's go kill.
Because
this guy.
For the players, it actually, I hate to say this, for some of them, it may be more about that than the allegations.
I mean,
the fact that he quit on the franchise.
If I'm a coach, that's what I'm playing up. That like he looked at everyone in this locker room and said, "Not good enough. I'm going." That happened before the sexual assault allegations.
I am happy this game is happening too. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I know some people.
It's a great spectacle, but it's also a great spectacle for us and NFL fans. But for Deshaun Watson, is that good for the NFL? Is it good?
I don't think it's good for either of those two.
It's so much heat.
I did just see a tweet from somebody, Austin Gale. He works for The Ringer, PFF, whatever. I don't know the validity of this, but it is an interesting tweet if it's true. Deshaun Watson needs to have full play status in 6 games in 2022 to accrue a season. That's why the suspension is 11 games. If it was longer, Cleveland would only have to pay $1 million in base salary for Watson in 2023. Mm. So this was a way for him to get his full salary for that season. Do we even have the caller?
We
Cougar.
Do.
Cougar would like to talk about Deshaun Watson. Cougar, I don't know if that's your real name, but if it is, that's a great name.
That's my real name.
Hell yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's just an embarrassment. It's an embarrassment by the NFL that they let Deshaun Watson play any games this season. He should have been suspended for 2 years. They suspended Zeke for 6 games, and the lady lied. I guess the NFL doesn't care about their woman fans. Thank you. I'll hang up.
Cougar out. Cougar. Cougar out.
I don't know the specifics of the Ezekiel Elliott situation and saying the woman lied. I would have to look that up.
The charges were eventually dropped, though. Like, not even settled, dropped.
Okay, so that's fair. But there were other things, I think, going on with Ezekiel Elliott that I think factored in. It wasn't just a one-time thing. Now, that's not necessarily fair either.
And they're all much more smaller accusations, if I remember correctly, than 26 different masseuses.
There's no bleeping rhyme or reason with Goodell. There never has been. He has a rotating wheel like the one that you see on Wheel of Fortune, and he just spins it, it seems like, when it comes to punishments. And, I mean, he talked a big game. And to wuss out like this, and there's going to be so much whataboutisms, whether it's with Josh Gordon or it's with Tom Brady. He looks pretty bad here.
It's inconsistent, and there needs to be a handbook. And also, when we get back, coming back up on Vanessa and Gallant, we're going to talk a little bit about the process that got here, because the process, I think, made no sense. That's coming up.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
Oh, terms and conditions apply.
You're back with Vanessa and Gallant on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Vanessa Richardson and Paul Gallant.
All right, the news breaking just a few minutes ago. The NFLPA and NFL have settled on a Deshaun Watson suspension. It will be 11 games. It will be $5 million. And with the Browns bye, that means his first game back, ladies and gentlemen, will be here in Houston, Texas at NRG Stadium against the Texans. A lot of emotions, a lot of reaction, a lot of people thinking that he shouldn't have been able to settle his own suspension. But this is what was decided, and according to Adam Schefter, neither side is going to argue it. So that is what it will stay. Andrew Brandt had an interesting tweet. Here's the entire loss of income for Watson due to his behavior on the $230 million fully guaranteed contract. His total loss, $650,000. He will make $229.35 million from the Browns, fully guaranteed, as we know David Mulugeta set it up to be. What are you guys' thoughts?
He's getting off so easy. I mean, you just continue to think about it. This year, salary-wise, he is only scheduled to make a little north of $1 million. So what? He loses two-thirds of this, if I'm doing my math correctly? Wow. What a slap in the wrist for a contract that essentially circumvents financial penalty due to suspension. $5 million, that doesn't do much. I mean, I get it. Maybe you don't want to look like you're going after the money, but you should go after the money here. If you're the 31 other owners, aren't you pissed off about this?
Right.
Show some balls. If you're Roger Goodell, I know you don't have any based off of the way that you've generally acted, but again, show some balls here. You called him predatory and his behavior egregious.
He said that at the owners' meeting, too. So the thing that stood out to me about was not that
the owners probably
Roger Goodell said that. Roger Goodell gave that interview as he came out of the owners' meeting, I believe, in Minneapolis.
He said exactly what they wanted to say.
And called it predatory, egregious, which tells me he was just in a meeting essentially with his bosses, right? That tells me that the other owners felt that way as well. And I think it's been indicated that the Texans owners certainly were disgusted and disappointed as well. I want to talk a little bit, guys, about the process that led us here. Because per the new CBA, this neutral arbitrator, Sue L. Robinson, was put into place, and she was supposed to make the process more obviously neutral. Regardless of where you stand on all things Deshaun Watson, if you think he's guilty, if you think he was innocent, if you think it was somewhere in the middle, this process was strange. Let's start out with the fact that at the end of the day, Roger Goodell still had the final say. Now, yes, he appointed somebody, Peter C. Harvey, but at the end of the day, he still had the final say.
Yeah.
And we were told that he appointed somebody to make it expedite the process because he had so much going on. This process was so circular to me because it all came back to it being Roger Goodell's situation to deal with anyway. I just think it's strange. And it's something that they agreed on, right? It is in the new CBA. But did Sue L. Robinson's report have that much impact? Remember, she suggested 6 games, and now it's 11. She suggested no fine, and now he's got a $5 million fine. So perhaps she's just, you know, her report is something that they use almost as like a starting point.
Yeah, and it's a weird starting point. It's a pretty weak starting point. It's the bunny slopes, right? It's green. Maybe it's blue. For those who have skied, maybe you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, a circular process that comes back to a slap on the wrist. And, I mean, I get that there wasn't an ability to prove that a violent act occurred. But I don't know. Like, what is the messaging here from the league when Goodell said what he said? Sue Robinson said what she said about things like this. Is this going to stop Watson? Is this going to make Watson even feel remorse, guilt, try to make amends?
He does have to undergo counseling. So I guess that's, you know, the NFL's way of trying to stretch out that
they're... It's like probation, though, isn't it? I mean, it's not a real punishment. Oh, you got to go to therapy. We've all been... It's all about what you put into it. What about Watson's actions have shown you that he's actually going to take it seriously?
Well, he did apologize for the first time with Aditi Kinkabwala last week, and we did say on the show, not to toot our own horn, but that was the indication that there was a punishment coming because he has not expressed remorse at all and then all of a sudden said he was very sorry to the women that he hurt. That, to me, indicated that the NFL had some conversations and said, look, we'll make a deal with you, but you got to at least act like you're sorry.
But he didn't do a very good job of
acting. Not saying he did a good job. I'm just saying he finally apologized after a year plus of this situation.
The apology's in writing, if you transcribe it. But you watched him. Hollow. We all know it. I mean, this is not a guy who is going to change. This is not a guy who is going to use this second opportunity after getting some of the best luck that he's ever gotten. He's not going to do good with this. He's not going to be Private Ryan at the end of Saving Private Ryan, earn this. He's not. What he is going to do is just get back into his own world, count all that money that he is making. He's not going to be like Michael Vick, who I felt like actually became a changed person after the things that
he went through.
That's what frustrates me the most. Maybe Watson will prove me wrong on that front, but his entire behavior for the last 2 years screams, I am not changing because of this, and I am going to laugh at you when you give me that second chance.
And we know, by the way, that there are things that are way more important than football, but this is a sports show, so we are going to focus partially on the football side of it. Let's get to Ryan. We invite you all to call in, by the way. Tell us your opinion, 713-780-3776. Ryan, what are your thoughts on the Deshaun Watson ruling?
Well, I think he's getting off very light, but I was going to say is that this is clearly his thing, right? This is like his fetish. It's going to happen again. What happens then, you know?
Yeah. No, Ryan, first of all, thank you for the call. I not said that from the beginning? That the thing that people misunderstand about this is the question of, well, Deshaun Watson could get any girl he wants. Why doesn't he just go into a bar? But that's not how the brain works. That's not how power dynamics work. That's not how fetishes work. So I'm glad he's getting counseling, to be honest, because the fact that he could have a lot of women in Houston, but that didn't excite him. What excited him was allegedly putting these women in this awkward situation is something that he needs to get therapy for. Sean?
And, like, obviously it's something he likes to do. And if you look at the past year, nothing, like, all the punishment that he's gotten has been offset by the giant rewards that he's gotten. He wanted off the Texans. He got off the Texans.
Yeah.
He signed a new contract with the Texans, like, what, 4 months before he requested a trade off the
Texans. And it was
a
big thing. You remember they had the Zoom call. Justin Verlander called in. Dabo Sweeney called in. I mean, it was like, this is the future of this city. And then 4 months later, he wanted out.
And then he doesn't play a game. And then he gets an unprecedented $240 million guaranteed contract. And then he gets 11 games. He gets to play against his old team. He loses $5 million and whatever he spent on the lawyers and the settling the cases.
Sure.
So if you think that this guy has not shown any contrition for what he's done, which watch the interview with I'm going to butcher that guy.
Aditi Kinkabwala.
Yes.
Sure, Aditi Kinkabwala.
Any interview he's done, because before that interview, it's I've done nothing wrong. So there's nothing leads me to believe that this will not come up again.
He definitely hasn't shown that is true.
The introductory press conference that he did with the Browns, who cares about like the essentially state-run media version where Watson gets to script it and there's no one else there to continue to grill him like he was grilled when that in that introductory press conference, where he also had Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski there. My question for you two, do you think it will happen again, to go back to our last caller's point? Because he seems to think it will, and I think there are a lot of people out there who believe it will. He'd have to be a real idiot.
Just
a mind-numbingly stupid moron to do
it. I hope that if he is able to get therapy and understand the why behind why he had this kink and this fetish, allegedly, I hope he's able to change. I don't know. I always got along so well with Deshaun. He was nothing but kind to me, but you never know what people do behind closed doors.
Yeah, I hope not, but I mean, there's no reason to believe that he would. Like, I hope this guy doesn't keep doing awful things, but I think ultimately this is going to turn into like a three-part Netflix documentary, true crime documentary, because
I love true crime.
Yes, and the first two episodes are going to be awesome. Hey, got a house from work done, beat Alabama, da-da-da,
yeah.
Face of Houston, and then like that's when like the slow pans start coming and like DAs start talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't all,
hey,
as it seemed.
My only request, I want Keith Morrison to do it with the leather jacket. Or did he? All right, coming up on Vanessa and Gallant, we do have a statement from the Cleveland Browns. That's next.
This is ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Welcome back to Vanessa and Gallant on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Vanessa Richardson and Paul Gallant.
All right, it is in 11 games, $5 million suspension for Deshaun Watson. That is what David Mulugeta and the NFLPA were able to negotiate. I assume Rusty Hardin was in on that as well. But with the Browns' bye, that means there will be an appearance of Deshaun Watson for week 13 here in Houston at NRG Stadium. There's going to be a couple different storylines for that one. The Browns did release a statement, quote, "As we have previously conveyed, Deshaun and his representatives have abided by the NFL and NFLPA structure, awaiting a final decision, and we have respected the process. Now that a decision on discipline has been reached, we understand this is a real opportunity to create meaningful change, and we are committed to investing in programs in Northeast Ohio that will educate our youth regarding awareness, understanding, and most importantly, prevention of sexual misconduct and the many underlying causes of such behavior. Since Deshaun entered our building, he has been an outstanding member of our organization and shown a true dedication to working on himself both on and off the field. We will continue to support him as he focuses on earning the trust of the community." That's from Dee and Jimmy Haslam. Guys, what stands out to me about this statement, Deshaun Watson always denied any wrongdoing. Denied, denied, denied. Here, they say that they're going to invest in programs that promote awareness, understanding, and prevention of sexual misconduct and the many underlying causes of such behavior. Am I reading too much into the fact that they're basically admitting that he had sexual misconduct? Are we just like blowing past the fact that he denied, denied, denied?
They did it in the last statement that they had after the initial six-game suspension
ruling. It's insane.
Where they said like, hey, like Watson has remorse for his actions. And to that point, Watson had said, no, I don't have any remorse because I didn't do anything wrong. You're totally right, Vanessa. Brooks Kabina just put out a tweet and an article about the potential public impact a return of Watson to Houston could have. Here is what that article reads as. From an expert who works for RAINN, the largest anti-sexual violence group in the nation, the public sporadically pays attention to sexual violence issues. The most attention they're paying is when it's such a high-profile case like this. It leads other survivors to think it's not worth all the trouble of reporting, that the end result is just a slap on the wrist, and there's a risk that discourages people from coming forward. I couldn't agree with that expert more.
Yeah, if you think about it, there's a very good chance that Ashley Solise faces more heat in her life, than Deshaun Watson.
And I hope that settlement is making her whole again in some way, too. Because, okay, money is one thing, but we know that doesn't solve everything. And I would imagine it's pretty hard to see this taking place where it's a slap on the wrist and you see Watson being disingenuous with his press conference. You're seeing that he's losing very little money. You're saying, I mean, he's won in every single situation here, hasn't he?
He's NFL, always come out on top. He wanted to leave the Texans. As Sean said, he left the Texans. He wanted a bigger contract. 4 months before that, he got the bigger contract.
He got paid to not play for them while this was all
He was
underway.
A healthy scratch as he wanted to be, and he ended up being a healthy scratch. We have Texas Tony on the line who'd like to talk about Deshaun Watson. Tony, what's up?
You guys got it all wrong. I mean, I'm not a Deshaun Watson or Texans fan. I am here in Texas, but he got bamboozled by some internet garden tools.
Wait,
These
I'm sorry.
These women are independent contractors. They're independent contractors. He paid them to do a job. They did the job, and then one or two of them got greedy and wanted more.
You think that,
Jesus
that's why
Christ.
He denied
you're
everything.
So wrong.
You
so
think
wrong.
All these women are lying? Hey Tony. Tony, I sincerely hope that you don't have any daughters or any women in your life, because if they listen, they will never trust you with anything important. Did you hang up on him? Hang up on him.
What a weirdo. He just called every single one of the people making allegations there.
Now, I've said before there could be gray areas. There could be some women that are like, we don't know. We weren't in the rooms. But to say all of them are lying about everything is a psychopathic thing to think.
And yes, I think it's easier for him, for Texas Tony, to put himself into Deshaun Watson's shoes than it is those women. I think that's what it comes down to.
Yeah. That's a very polite way of simplifying it. 24 allegations of sexual misconduct. Watson went out and sought some of these people after they told him that he was being made uncomfortable. What? Would you feel comfortable? Say you will have a job of giving people a massage. It is your job. And a high-profile client comes in who's probably going to be able to pay you a lot of money. And all of a sudden, he decides to bring in a small towel, take his penis out, say, hey, can you touch this? Then actually grab his penis and put it on your hand. And then on top of that, like, continue. What are you supposed to do in that situation? Right. And the people that look at this and are like, oh, blah, 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 I'm sorry. You're just a total idiot. Sorry, Tony. Idiot.
It's also just like a complete lack of awareness of the fact that you think that all these women would make up every single detail of the situation.
But we have it all wrong.
Yeah, but everybody has it all wrong.
Thanks, Tony, for your insight.
Yeah,
I'm
11
sure that
games.
It's very valued in your life on a daily basis.
Well, that's what I said. I hope he doesn't have daughters. I mean, all these guys that tweet these things, I'm like, I hope that you have no women in your life, because here's the thing. The women in your life have probably been through things, and they're never going to be comfortable telling you about it if they know that you think all these women are liars. So, Texas Tony, I hope you don't have girls. That's awkward if you do. 11 games, $5 million for Deshaun Watson.
Texas
he is
Tony
speaking
too.
With Doing the media. Yeah, also don't give yourself that name. That's weird. Deshaun Watson is speaking with the media right now, so we do expect to hear from him. So what comes next? Do you guys think that we're going to have outrage from different women's groups? Do you think that there will be protests at every stadium he goes to? And how do you think Houston reacts when he comes back?
Well, he's going to get booed, that's for damn sure. I wonder how he'll actually handle it. I mean, the first that we saw of him in the preseason, he looked pretty damn rusty. He hasn't played in a while. He's going to be very rusty again when that game actually takes place. I feel like the idea of it being some sort of justice if the Texans get to play him is maybe not some justice that you want to undertake. It would sort of be like in Game of Thrones, Oberyn taking on the Mountain, you know, in a trial by combat. I think the Browns will probably win that game, and that it would be rather likely handily, even though Watson might be rusty in that one. There is a selfish side of me that is happy this game is taking place. Not just from the drama perspective, but I do feel like the fans here should get one opportunity to show them how they really feel about this guy who, you know, came in here in a manner where he portrayed himself as something that he clearly wasn't. I think that there is like a sense of therapeutic, cathartic justice in that one moment where he's brought out onto the field. But I am curious as to, you know, how that goes and how shielded he will be in that return week.
I mean, well, we saw the Jacksonville Jags reaction. And as Pat McAfee pointed out, it wasn't like a couple dozen fans that were chanting "you sick" F word. It was hundreds. Think about that.
Preseason game in Jacksonville.
For a preseason game.
In like the least passionate fan base in the NFL.
I mean, not only least passionate, it's like, yeah, you may not like, they may not have already liked him because he was an AFC South guy that kicked their butt a lot. But like, if that, what do you say, Sean?
It's not a, Jags Texans isn't exactly Steelers Ravens.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's interdivision, but it's not like some big rivalry. Yeah.
Weirdly, yeah. Like, even with all the rough struggles of late, the Texans have owned them.
It is probably, like, the least rivalry game of, like, two teams that have always been in the same division.
Right, yeah. Nobody, because, like, Colts-Texans was hot for a while.
Colts-Texans hotter, Titans-Texans.
Texas-Titans, there's a little history. Yeah, the Jaguars are like, all right. Well,
I guess we play. Weirdly, we go to Jacksonville once a year.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. When Deshaun returns, obviously it's scheduled to be in Houston if he can stay healthy and whatnot. Do you guys think that he has kind of a motivational type of deal where he's going to want to beat them and beat them good or well-rested or rusty? I mean, we could also see him come back and not be the Deshaun that we remember.
Yeah, I think there's a chance. And it's not like the Browns' offense is like particularly loaded when it comes to receivers. It's Amari Cooper. What is it? It's Donovan Peoples-Jones. I think those are the clear one and two. And, I mean, Jerry Jones was throwing a little shade, I think, at Amari Cooper with some of the comments that he's made this offseason. And that Cowboys wide receiver depth chart has almost no depth as it is, too. So he does have a good running game behind him. The offensive line isn't what it used to be in Cleveland either anymore. But at the very least, I'll have Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt. And those are pretty good, assuming they're healthy at that point in the year. Those are,
it's a complete roster.
Pretty good guys.
I mean, it's
out.
A win-now roster.
Their defense
here are the
is
games
really
that he's going to miss. Panthers, Jets, Steelers, Falcons, Chargers, Patriots, Ravens, Bengals, Dolphins, Bills, Bucks. Now, obviously, the Bucks, the Bills, you know, could cause a little bit of trouble for them. We don't know what the Steelers are going to look like. Steelers-Browns is always an interesting game. It's not that hard of a schedule, guys. Jacoby Brissett can win some of those. I mean, right? Like, Jacoby Brissett can easily win some of those. Sean brought up a good point. It does affect the Texans with the draft pick, right? You brought that up during the break.
Yeah, I mean, if they can just tread water, really, and then get Deshaun back for the last seven games, like, you just got to go 500 with that schedule, which, you know, some of those are clear L's, but a lot of winnable games in that first 11. And then, you know, try to go 5-2 with Deshaun, and then there you go. You're in the playoffs with that.
Adam Schefter did just tweet the NFL plans to use the full fine money of $7 million to invest in organizations that prevent sexual misconduct and sexual assault.
Never mind. Good discipline then. Never mind.
Good
I didn't
job.
Know they were going to spend it on that.
All right. Coming up on Vanessa and Gallant, we'll put a bow on this show. But first, Paul's going to tell you about PIN.
The Passive Investor Network, people. A full service real estate investment firm. Here's what happens. You come in. You sit down with a portfolio advisor. You tell them your long-term goals, and they're going to help you meet them in 5 years in a realistic way. You know, it's what's right for you. And then after that, they take it all out of your hands. They do the hard work of finding the parts of town and houses to invest in. PIN does the construction for you, and they've got 20-plus years of experience in fixing houses. I've actually seen some of the construction that they have done firsthand. Ronnie and his team do an incredible job, and they'll give you daily updates with pictures in the app of your property. Once the construction is done, they find the tenants for you, and they do the property management. You own the house. They do everything else. They take the headache out of the investment process so you can make money passively to achieve those long-term goals. Visit their website today, passiveinvestor.net. Tell them ESPN 97.5 sent you to schedule a free consultation with a portfolio advisor or join them on a famous bus tour. That is passiveinvestor.net, PassiveInvestor.net. It's the Passive Investor Network. Tell them ESPN 97.5 sent you.
Voted Rain Rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Breaking down the Houston sports scene with V and Pauly G on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, if you're just tuning in, there has been a suspension and an agreement between the NFLPA and NFL. Deshaun Watson will be suspended 11 games, fined $5 million. And yes, since the Cleveland Browns have a bye, his first game back will be at NRG Stadium. Something tells me that is going to be a packed house with a lot of mixed reactions. There's nothing that's too new, guys, but I do want to mention Tom Pelissero gave some details on this suspension. So it begins 4 p.m. on August 30th. He cannot return to the Browns facility until October 10th, and then he can resume practicing November 14th, and then December 4th is that game versus Houston. It will be exactly 700 days after his last regular season game. I'm intrigued to see what he's going to look like after that long playing. Not playing, excuse me.
I am as well. And also, there's something, and Sean, I'm going to send you this. We do have a caller to get to, but there's something that needs to be played from Watson's press conference.
Okay, gotcha. Let's get to Terry first while you send that to Sean. Terry, what is up, and what are your thoughts on the Deshaun Watson situation? Hello?
I'll try to make it quick as I can, but first of all, thank you for what you did to that other caller about, you know, whether he has a wife or anything of that nature. You were dead on with that. Good job hanging up on him.
Thank
but
you.
I have a daughter, and I am a Texans fan, and we were so excited whenever we got him in Houston because we finally had our chance to have a good quarterback. And then to see how he treated us as fans, we were all confused in that aspect of it. Then when all these women start coming forward, I had to explain this to my daughter. We can't cheer for him no more.
Yeah.
We don't get to do that. He represents what's wrong. The point is that the NFL looks real stupid right now. They will be right beside the NBA within a couple of years if they keep doing this, meaning letting the players do whatever they want, etc., and running the league.
So yeah.
I'll hang up on that. But I want to say this also. Thank God for the Houston Astros and Major League Baseball because they don't have to handle cases like this.
Well, yeah, it's a good point, Terry. Thank you so much for your call. And as I've always said, we don't know what happened in those rooms with Deshaun Watson, but we know that there was at least some problematic behavior. And in case you guys missed it, the call he's talking about, somebody called in and said that all women were lying and that it was a conspiracy theory. Very awkward.
Called them hoes.
Yeah. I missed that part.
Yeah.
So I went off on him without even knowing that.
He's willing to make these, comments, but he was unwilling to call them what he was trying to call them. Like, I mean,
but there was a moment from a press conference that Paul saw.
Yes.
And I believe Sean has that in. Deshaun Watson is meeting with the media right now.
So remember how Watson did the little apology not too long ago?
Yes.
Well, here's Deshaun Watson today's press conference.
You're saying that you still maintain complete innocence, never did anything wrong to disrespect anyone. And you've settled the suits and agreed to this punishment more to move on with your career, with your life, and that kind of thing. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I'm moving on with my career and my life, and I'm continuing to stand on my innocence. Just because, you know, settlements and things like that happen doesn't mean that a person is guilty for anything. I feel like the person has the opportunity to stand on his innocence and prove that, and we prove that on the legal side, and we just got to continue to push forward as an individual and as a person.
Why do you apologize?
It's back and forth. It's been back and forth, though.
I mean, what a weasel. What an absolute weasel. You apologized less than a week ago, and now here you are saying, yeah, I'm innocent. Well, what is it? And they gave him less than the minimum suspension that they first offered him. You knew he was going to react like this, and now you got another weasel, Jimmy Haslam, who's a real exemplary character as an owner in the NFL. He's got a little smirk on his face
and
at this Browns press conference.
Yeah, I love that he and Andrew Berry, and it's not Stefanski's fault, but he and Andrew Berry just seem to, it's like they seem to have an answer for everything instead of telling the truth, which is just, look, he's a good football player. This has been a city that's been desperate for a good football team for a long time. And so we brought him in. And you know what? He might not be a good guy, but we didn't check into that. So there just hasn't been a lot of truth. But Deshaun Watson, again, 11 games suspended. He will make his return against the Texans December 4th at NRG Stadium. Fined $5 million, and what we thought might be an indefinite suspension is 11 games. All right, guys, let's get to garbage time.
Oh, I love trash.
Garbage time.
It's garbage.
Starts now.
I'm the trash man.
This is garbage.
Deshaun Watson, we do, garbage. So, the suspension.
Yeah, there you go.
Garbage.
Yeah.
Everything today. Garbage.
We could still talk about Deshaun Watson garbage time because it's garbage, but instead we will go to Mike McDaniel, who has become known for his semi-snarky answers at press conferences, and it was no different at the beginning of this one.
No announcement. No big
announcement. Are you sending me? Should I have an announcement?
Well,
we're not. I think tomorrow. There's a birthday tomorrow. I just read it. There's a player's birthday. I should announce that. I should announce that my wife went to the grocery store, which is exciting because I'm a big snack time guy. Outside of that, I would like to announce that I'm very excited for practice, as you guys should be, because it's an opportunity for both sides of the ball to respond to things that they weren't happy with the previous day.
So here's the thing. It actually is a bad question, and Mike McDaniel was nice about it, but I do you have any announcements? Like, that's not – you start a press conference with a John McClain or your local Mark Berman or Aaron Wilson asking something about the team.
Yeah, generally. I do like the response, but I wonder how much of a shelf life the Mike McDaniel experience has.
As soon as they lose, it's over.
Do you think it'll be over because people will be sick of him, or do you think it'll be over because he'll stop acting this way and revert to being more Bill Belichickian at the press conference?
Maybe a little bit of both, but I do remember in an interview he said, "I am aware that people will not find my press conferences funny if we lose." Step one is self-awareness. The thing is that he's not the Dan Campbell. He's not even the hell Bill O'Brien that guys are probably going to take super, super seriously unless he finds a different side of his personality. But he definitely has become somebody that you want to watch, whose press conferences you want to watch. Another guy is suing Wayne Gretzky for allegedly lying about losing weight while chewing gum. I missed this entire thing where Wayne Gretzky had an ad for chewing gum.
Yeah, Wayne Gretzky, I guess, had an ad back in the day. And this idiot is suing Wayne Gretzky because... For $10 million because he started, I guess, chewing gum. How much gum did he buy? Did he buy $10 million worth of gum? Like, how are these damages fair? And what, were you actually working out while chewing this gum? It would be great if we could just chew gum and lose weight. Obviously, that's not possible. But we'll see how this goes. I suppose he could get a settlement out of this.
It's $999 million for emotional damages.
Right.
It's $1 for the gum.
Come on. Come on.
I think that Gretzky once said it helps you lose weight, and that's what the guy's going off of. But
you know what? Maybe it did help him lose weight. You know what helps me lose weight? Black coffee. Mm. That's why I've been drinking so much of it. I've gained about 5 pounds this summer. It needs to come off. Black coffee not only stops my appetite, it makes me use the bathroom. So I drink a lot of black coffee. If I say that, that's true in my world. It doesn't mean it has to be true in your world. Don't sue me because black coffee doesn't help you lose weight.
Yeah, no, we're going on the Vanessa Richardson diet plan.
There you go.
Drink black coffee.
A lot of black coffee.
You're going to go on that. I'm going to go on the Sue Vanessa plan. Because she's a TV star, and I see money.
Yeah, get some of that AT&T money.
Hell yeah.
It's because I have the weave in today. The next story we're not going to do because of today's subject. Let's do the next story. TikTok is stealing all of the data. According to its privacy policy, it's collecting consumers' real-time location, history, and biometric data, aka fingerprints and facial imprints.
I am disturbed.
I will say I'm disturbed.
I can't believe that they're taking your fingerprints. Yeah, we're screwed. But guess what? I'm going to be a TikTok star, so it's okay.
Yeah. Paul's going to flash his cleavage while he dances to a Bruno Mars song.
It's a trend.
Hey, why don't you have a TikTok? Show him that article.
Yeah.
And also say I'm a grown man and not talk along.
The annoying thing is that you have to have one now because it's how you get all of the viewers. Guys, this was an interesting show. Glad that everybody was able to hang with us, and we appreciate everybody who called and gave their almost everybody who called and gave their honest opinions. 11 games, $5 million for Deshaun Watson. He will return. His first game back will be week 13 at NRG. I'm sure the Killer Bees will be talking about it a lot. That's the show. I'm Vanessa Richardson, Paul Gallant, Sean Mapes. Have a good day, guys.
Peace.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Football Hall of Famer Eddie George, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.